Welcome.
Boom.
To the PH podcast.
Boom. Welcome. What's good? I'm Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you always say your DB captures.
You know, I always call myself DB captures, but you know, I've decided today to be Daniel. To get my alter ego.
All right. I'm Ebony.
Obviously. Eb's world peace and that.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Hope everyone's good, staying safe, enjoying a little bit of freedom. I hope you are also not eating outside in the cold.
Don't
that
be
is
eating.
Madness.
No, I hope you guys are not eating outside in the cold, you know. Because I really saw people eating burgers and drinking beer in the rain.
I'm not doing that.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is going on?
No, but of course, no. I mean, let's not be too like,
No, I'm being too. I don't care.
People have been in the house. So I do understand you want to go meet with your friends, you want to eat and stuff, but all of that, your dessert is running down the street.
You're doing too much now. You're doing too much.
And because it's been super windy as well, yeah. Like, and it's, of course, it's been up and down with the weather. Like, it's sometimes it's bright, then it's raining, then it's bright again. And it's just like, yeah, I'm not trying. Like, I was asking one of my friends the other day because he works in hospitality, and I was like, oh, you know, like when everyone's sitting outside, is it, have they got like the, what is it, the canopy, like the things that are covering you, umbrellas and that? He goes, yeah, but it doesn't cover you properly. So like if it really
of course it doesn't.
If it of course starts like really going with the rain on the wind, like it's all kind of long, like you're going to, you know, I was like, yes.
Because I saw it, because obviously if you're sitting out, obviously on a Saturday, if you book out, guys, let's go to eat outside or whatever. You look at the weather app, everything's cool. You're eating your burger, just minding your own business. Next thing you know, boom, thunderstorm.
This is what I'm saying. So I'm provoked. Like, outside dining is fine when the sun is out. Ooh, on holiday? Are you kidding me? Don't even put me inside. Put me inside. But
not in the middle of a tsunami. I'm not going to do it. What is that?
And even though it's weird because it's May, innit? So we don't really know. I don't know why the weather's like this. But
yeah, it's a bit shit. Do you know, did you hear a thunderstorm today?
Yeah, I did.
What is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Global warming.
Global warming is saying you lot fucked up this country, this globe, boy.
Crazy.
But yeah, I am looking forward to eating in restaurants. I mean, that's 2 weeks
eating
away.
Eating out, just a cat, like you just go,
yeah, man.
Chill. Good times.
Like, because I go out by myself.
Yeah.
So I eat.
I don't know. Like, I know you like your Nando's. I know you like the one man Nando's.
And that's what, but hey, relationship or no relationship.
No, but it's real though.
It slaps. That's what, because like,
but people don't like doing things by themselves.
No, I agree. People think that if you eat by yourself, you're a bit of a loser.
Yeah, no, man. Like, sometimes you need the silence. Like, yeah. And sometimes you just want to, be in your own.
I have friends on Netflix, and then I'll get my nice half chicken wings, salad, them kind of things. That's a nice chilled evening, bro.
Yeah, no, I get
it. It slaps. It's nice to spend time with yourself. Like, generally, I think it's a really good like self care.
I think it's healthy. I probably think it's healthy, but yeah, people do. Yeah, think that, especially like when you're at work and stuff like that, and they're like, "Oh, you don't want to talk to me in your lunch?"
I don't want to
talk to you. Leave me alone,
Karen. Just piss off.
Yeah, just leave me alone. Don't even. This is my time. Like, you know what I mean? Like all of that.
I often like, especially where my
you can't chat to me.
I often move to like the spaces where there's no one there.
Yeah, no,
so no one can come talk to me.
I find a whole different room. You can't even chat to me. You can't even chat to me. Like, I find a whole different room. Then I remember I found a room one time, and then everyone started going to use that room.
Piss off.
Everyone. I'm not that. I've never been that person anyway.
Yeah, I just put my headphones in my ear. One guy tried it today. He was like, "Oh hi, look, I've seen you 12 minutes ago for a meeting that we just got on." You know what I mean? Have a conversation with me. Move. I don't hate me, punk. But yeah, no, I am looking forward to it. Like, it just feels like, I know it's kind of one of those things that obviously you've been looking at the statistics around the numbers going down, R rating, but you know, I'm just at this point, like, even me, I'm just at this point where I've had enough. I just want, not necessarily normality, but I want things to go back to some sort of. I want to move forward.
I want to move on. Yeah,
yes.
I'm
over the whole being locked in your house and everything being shut and it being a ghost town all over the country. Like, I'm over that.
Mm.
You know, the reality of what's happening is, yes, people need to get vaccinated. We do need to open up the country. We're gonna have to live in a world where COVID is available.
You haven't got 10 fingers and you haven't got...
No, I'm good. And no extra legs either.
Yeah, you're all right. Fully vaccinated.
Did I tell you what happened to me though?
No.
When I got my second vaccine?
No.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
What happened?
So I went to get my second vaccine about 3 weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in front of the woman. I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to put the vaccine in, blah, blah.
Did you get two of the same vaccine? Like the same
shot? Yeah, Pfizer. So I got the original Pfizer. So this is my second one,
OG.
Right? OG. And Pfizer apparently is the one that is the best against all of the mutations.
That's the one.
Hey, I'm a covered nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm a covered nigga, my guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
So she's gone to, she's taking a tissue, wet. Like, yeah, I'm going to inject you. Goes to inject me, the needle snaps.
Whoa.
But it snapped inside my
skin.
My skin. So thankfully the needle hasn't like gone in my arm or whatever, but she's like, I don't know how much I've put in. And so she had to go and get a supervisor. They had to do
test your blood.
Nothing like that. She just needed to check because they have to do it again. They can over vaccinate. You can't. So it's fine. But they had
never
to vaccinate
heard of
me
that
again.
Before. Over vaccinate.
Yeah, you can't over vaccinate.
Yeah. Okay,
but
obviously
you got to make sure because just in case, because I could sue the pants out of you.
Yeah, happened. Yeah, fine.
And it was fine. So they had to inject me again.
Wow.
But yeah, fully covered.
Cool, man. Sick.
Vaccinated, gang.
Sick,
get me.
Sick.
So obviously they're opening up this whole thing around. So I don't know if you saw it, that they did a pilot of a live gig in Liverpool, where they basically had, you know, so in Liverpool, in one of the clubs, they had it was basically a pilot where all of the people that came had a PCR test before they entered, so a COVID test.
How long before the results?
Well, PCR test you can find out within, I think it's half an hour.
Oh, okay.
So relatively quite quick.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that is quite quick.
And so everyone had a PCR test beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
The whole place was full. There was no social distancing, no masks, no nothing. And it was basically just to be a pilot gig of what would happen, obviously.
Okay, when you're going out to clubs. Because obviously they were saying, like, when you go to the clubs, you'll have to take a test. And everyone was kind of... even like, how long is that going to take? Because...
Do you know what? A PCR test actually tells you...
But if it's like half an hour, then...
A PCR test actually... So, when I took a PCR test, the PCR test actually tells you straight away.
Okay.
But they say because results might vary, you should wait half an hour. But within you putting in... It tells you straight away if the test is... invalid or invalid, and then it tells you if you've got COVID or not.
Cool.
So you actually will know straight away. So the issue is going all the way out. Here's what happens: you go all the way out, got dressed up, then you get tested. You got COVID, bro. Then you're not going anywhere, bro. You're not going anywhere.
Even before, so, like, yeah, that is, yeah.
Which is that's gonna piss you off if you're all
yeah,
of your
course,
friends telling
of
you
course.
You're backing your man out, and of course, one guy's
because
got
it's
COVID.
Not because it's not something that you can like. You can't blag it. So it's not like sometimes, you know, like someone might forget their ID or whatever. And you kind of chat the security, like, oh, like, come on, like, my friends are, like, all of that. But with the COVID, I don't know how you get around that.
You can't get around it.
I don't know how you get around that one. Like, you can get in without your ID, but...
So it's going to be very interesting because when, like, for example, that was 1,000 people. All right, that was a good pilot because... That was a lot of people for a club. Let me be honest. That's a massive amount for a club. But going forward, it's going to be a problem.
How do you think Wireless is going to do it?
I don't think Wireless are going to start doing that because there's too many people.
Okay.
There's too many people to do that. I mean, Wireless are looking at what? 5,000 to 10,000 people.
They're doing it in Crystal Palace. I'm not sure how much. Yeah, but it's a lot of people. Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work. For big festivals.
So that's why I'm like, okay, so like, how would Wireless do that now, like in the summer now?
Unless what they might do is they might say to people, you know what they were doing when people were flying out, that you needed to have...
To do it beforehand and have it ready.
And have proof that you've... But the thing is, people can fake that. You can fake that.
Yeah, no, that's the way. That's
but you can't.
I guess it all depends on the insurance because I'm sure now insurance companies have opened up a COVID course. So it's going
to
be down to like let's just say Wireless just purchased the COVID insurance, and so now no one has to do nothing. That's what you lot should do. Wireless purchase the COVID insurance because
100%. They've had to add that in policies now.
No, 100%.
Which makes it does make sense why you would have to do that now. Because
of course. If you have an outbreak.
I'm fucking screwed.
Nah, it's all over with. What did you think of the Wireless lineup?
I'm gonna be honest with you, it sucked.
Yeah, it's like it looks like a throwback. Like it looks like it was.
It was ass. It was actually ass.
It looked like something from a few years ago.
Yeah, but the only people I would have been looking forward to see is Ross. And Meek, not because he says anything of worth, but simply because I want to hear Dreams and Nightmares live. That's the only reason why.
Did you just... You don't... what? Say that again? Not because Meek says anything of worth.
Yeah, as in, like, you know, he's, you know, when he talks on social media. It's just rubbish. I just want to hear him perform. I don't want to hear him.
We're here about music. Telling me about a man's
somebody's
persona.
Somebody's asked that shit, you
telling
know?
Telling me about his personality. I can't believe you.
Sorry, I had to slide that
Meek,
comment in
you
there.
Know. But yeah, Meek will be good. That's why everyone tried. Meek will be really good live. And that'll be because he hasn't been here. And
have you heard Migos live?
Yeah, I have.
They are awful.
When I saw them at the festival, they weren't that bad.
Which festival did you see them at?
Wuha.
Oh, at Wireless?
No, fuck that.
They were bad.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. So, of course, I think I've said this before anyway. International festivals way better than UK festivals. Way better than UK festivals. Also, what I've noticed from going to festivals outside of like the UK is that the artists perform way better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They got better set lists. Yeah. They're just more engaged. So when I saw Migos, at Wuha, they were lit. Like it was a really dope.
Sometimes I feel though, in all fairness to Migos, even though that performance was really bad when they were here,
yeah,
I do think the reason why international festivals are better is because of the crowd.
As in, like, we're bad vibes, or...
Okay, see it this way. I don't want to say that we're bad vibes because I'm from this country.
Of course.
But when Migos were performing, I was like that. As soon as I heard them and how bad the performance was, regardless of...
But, okay, so you say... Okay, cool.
They don't have stage presence. It doesn't exist. They don't have stage presence. They didn't, like... It was... but, again, I'm going to the fact that the crowd were very... The crowd weren't very... They weren't really there.
They wasn't on it, really.
Yeah, the crowd. Like it was. This was Wireless. This was Wireless. Like what, 2-3 years ago. But the crowd weren't really with them per se. But then when we went to the End Festival, for example.
Yeah.
And then I heard people like Damian Marley perform, and Burna Boy perform. They were with it, so that's why I said it might not necessarily be. It might just be had been the crowd rather than the fact that.
Yeah,
maybe them, but you see what I'm saying?
Okay,
even though
the
performance was rubbish, but I can kind of understand why it was like that. If you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
How long was their set?
Oh, it was very long.
Yeah, well, like it must have been one of the ones close to closing, like to headline.
It wasn't. Okay. It wasn't. It was just very long.
Oh.
They performed, and the thing is, I thought to myself, maybe it's just the songs they performed, but they performed Bad and Bougie.
Okay.
It wasn't great. I can't lie.
Okay, fair. I mean, when I saw them at the Wuha Festival, they were cool. I was like, cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But then I heard that Wuha Festival. That's amazing. It's the one that I heard it was
amazing. It's amazing. You missed
it. Sick.
I think now when you go, it's not going to be it. But it's
amazing. Was that the one that
Meek
was at and Cole was at?
No. Meek was at that Oh My Festival.
Oh My,
I think that's in Dam. But Wuha's really good. Wuha.
Oh My Festival in Dam was wavy that year.
Yeah.
The last one that they had.
I only saw clips of Meek because I felt like everyone just went because of Meek. Like, I didn't see clips of nobody else. I don't know who else was there, but I know that I saw mad clips of Meek. So,
yeah, it's very interesting because here's the thing now. Right. Because we haven't had festivals for so long, the dynamic might actually be better.
As in more people will be...
excited about it because, I mean, not having a live show for 2 years... is a very long time for a music fan, even a casual music fan.
Yeah.
So now that that's coming back, and obviously, number one, tickets are going to be selling out.
Like we said last time, you'll have the people who didn't actually go to the festival.
Do you see what I'm saying? So I think the dynamic and actually the atmosphere of it will probably change quite a lot because we haven't had a long time, which is, it's even like this is a random
thing.
Yeah,
but the lineup's not very
good. I agree with you. But the lineup is what people are listening to now. So
is it,
maybe
though?
Is
it? I don't know. The lineup.
Yeah, actually,
the lineup is like the lineup looks. It's literally like a throwback lineup.
Yeah, I agree.
With a few newer names sprinkled in there. Obviously, there's of course a lack of women on there, but it's Wireless, so it's really expected and just kind of like at this point.
What did you think about that?
I mean, it's not a new thing. The conversation has been around for a few years now.
Been around for a very long time.
So I'm not surprised. Clearly, they don't care. Because it comes up and there's been no change.
You know what the massive problem with that is, which is really annoying? They were,
yeah.
And I'm not saying this is why they shouldn't do it. The point that I'm making is I'm assuming this is how a lot of festival organisers think. Even if they were to flood the festivals with female artists.
It's not about flooding, it's just about balance.
But whatever you want to do, even if you're, because the thing is, even if you don't flood them, if you were even to add more, even if you add then what's coming there, because I think it was a maximum of like 8 on the Wireless Festival altogether.
No, I think it's just 3. It's
no,
just
no, it was more because okay. when they released the actual lineup in the smaller ones, there were other female artists.
Okay, cool.
But on the big video, they only had like 3.
Okay,
which made
cool.
it look like this is ridiculous.
Okay.
But even if they were to add more than that, the problem is that the sad thing about it is they won't be received as well as, which is sad to say, as male artists, just simply because of music and because of the industry. Let's just be frank.
You're chatting shit.
I'm being dead serious.
You're chatting
I'm being dead serious.
Shit.
Shall I tell you why?
I can't believe you said that so seriously. I was thinking, where's he going?
100%.
He said,
no,
they
won't
be received. Are you
fucking serious? Wait, let me explain my point in it. Let me explain my point so you get what
Go
I'm saying.
Go on.
I'm not talking about from me as a person.
I don't care. I know what you're saying,
yeah, okay,
but I still
you.
Think
right.
you're chatting shit.
I'm actually not. Why? Why
what?
Am I chatting
shit? What do you mean they won't be received as well as male artists? You
no,
mean
okay,
the
wait.
Women who wrapped up the Grammys just
wait,
a week? You mean the
wait.
Women who have been
but
on the charts
Ed,
for the last
Ed,
year? What are we
talking Ed,
about?
We're talking about two different things. We're talking about two very different
and
things.
And to be fair, and you know what I said? I didn't say take over. I just said balance. That just needs to be balanced. There is a big batch of prominent female like women making music at a high level.
I agree with you. You do understand that I agree with you.
No,
right?
I don't.
I 100% agree with you. The point I'm trying to
make. You're saying that they wouldn't be received by Hoover.
No, but my point is.
No, but by who? Who are you talking about?
Well, as a general consensus, when you. Because I'm only
based
going
on
by.
How many people
I'm only
for
going
the sample?
Wait. Wait.
All right.
As a general consensus, right. when I have seen. Even if I go back to the Wireless Festival that we had like 2-3 years ago, as soon as you have the popular male artist, people have a certain response to them, especially because
obviously,
even with wait, but
we
even
know how
the
world
me,
works.
I know, but that's this is the point I'm trying to make to you. This is not me saying this is why you shouldn't have female artists. I'm saying to you the reason why a lot of these festival organizers are very limited when it comes to adding female artists is because of that reason. Because the majority, in terms of how they're received, in terms of live performance, they always are like, hey, 10 out of 10 with guy, male artist. And then when you've got the prominent people that are killing it in the industry, like music-wise.
This doesn't make no sense. You know why? You know why? Because you're just chatting about Wireless and there's mad other festivals.
Okay.
There's mad other festivals, right? So there is like, Pop Life is happening. There's chicks on the lineup.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Name me a festival in the past, I don't know, 5-10 years
yes.
where there has been predominantly female artists and you can understand my point that I'm making.
Afropunk.
Afropunk wasn't, but it's exactly the same point. And actually Afropunk, which Afropunk? Afropunk and Paris.
Yeah.
No.
Rico Nasty, Sims, IMDb,
Rico
Lizzo,
Rico Nasty, Sims,
Solange.
And IMDb.
Shut
were,
up!
Wait,
would you?
They were
you?
Wait, you're mad? Wait, they went. The only headline.
I don't understand.
The only headline out of everyone you mentioned was Solange.
I don't understand.
The
why,
only headline you mentioned was Solange.
Imagine this, yeah.
No, you're a joker.
Imagine this.
That's such a joker.
Imagine this. You asked me a question. And I gave you an answer. You wasn't thinking I was gonna give you an answer. I gave you an answer. And now you're trying to switch the goal. What are you doing? You're moving the goalpost. What are you talking about? Did I not you asked me a question, I gave you an answer. Come on. This guy.
Ev.
And then you start shouting over me. I hope you lot see the pattern.
Just ask my question.
Alright, go on.
Minus Solange. When those people performed, as in,
but that wasn't your that wasn't your question.
No, but that was the point.
Your question was, tell me about a festival that had predominantly females on it, or a lot more females on it, right?
Yeah,
I just told you one. You're telling me, oh, but Solange was headlining, so.
But my point wasn't even around what that had a predominantly female.
But that was even your question.
No, but that wasn't even my question.
That
actually.
Wasn't.
We'll
record it. It's fine. It's recorded anyway. It's recorded.
Anyway, look here. Yeah,
go on.
I'm trying to make a specific point.
Go on.
And it's not working.
Okay, I'll give you one more. Go ahead. Right, more time.
Let me just be clear.
Yes.
I am not saying that there shouldn't be more balance to having more female art, because the reality of it is you are right.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of especially the Grammys and how the industry was last year, female artists were killing it. Even prior to that, I've always already said that there needs to be more female artists for more representation and so on. So this is not my point that I'm saying this is why you shouldn't. The issue that I'm saying is the reason why a lot of these festival organizers do this is not based on how they were killing it last year, whatever. They're basing it on how a lot of the reception is in these festivals, especially towards female artists.
So
we're not. So wait. One second. I'm not talking about what. So that's why I said it's a separate conversation. You know how female artists have been. The response to female artists over the past year and a half has been so good. They've been so reciprocal, hence why the Grammy and stuff like that. But that's different to how festivals respond to female artists on stage. That's what I'm saying. That's the reason why a lot of these organizers do that.
Okay. Are you telling me that Doja Cat can't move tickets?
No, but that's not my point, though.
Kind of is.
No!
You're saying that the organizers won't book them because they won't be...
No.
Because they won't get the reception from the crowd.
No. This is two different points, yeah? Okay, right, so, fine. If we're talking... Because that was slightly false equivalent. If we're talking about... I'll tell you why.
Let me tell you why.
If my point was about them coming and doing their own shows, this point would make no sense. Because Megan Thee Stallion can do a show and sell out tomorrow. No,
okay, so...
That's not what my point was.
So, you know...
My point is festivals.
So, okay, I get your point as festivals. This is why I asked you, do you think Doja Cat can't move tickets? So do you think an organizer booking thinks, oh, if I put Doja Cat as a headliner, no one's going to buy tickets?
Well, that's not necessarily that. I'm not necessarily saying that's not my point.
If they put Cardi B as a headliner, that Cardi B can't move tickets. So your lineup is Future, Skepta, Cardi B. Cardi B's day doesn't sell as well. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying. I don't know if I necessarily...
Let me see if this makes a better point. Because this is a really good conversation, right? Say, you know how exactly what you said.
Mad festy.
You know how you said Skepta, who was the other one?
Future
and Cardi B, yeah?
Yeah.
See how that makes sense? What they won't do is they won't do Doja Cat, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion on one day.
I'm not saying that. But that's not where I'm coming from. No, I'm not saying that has to happen.
There's a specific reason why I've made that point, because the point that you made is actually very, very good. The reason why they've done it on balance like that when you see on the days is because they know how people are reciprocal when the predominantly are female artists on the bill.
Interestingly enough, though, guess who buys tickets? Guess who buys music? Women.
Yes, we do.
Not really.
Really? Nah. I'd like to know that. Because
women buy more music, probably buy more festival tickets, consume way more than men.
I don't know about
music.
I'd want to know because I don't know about that.
I think I will probably Google it, but I'm pretty sure women.
But do you see?
So, well, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think maybe you're speaking from speaking about a particular audience.
I'm definitely thinking about a particular audience, and to be honest with you, I'm probably saying speaking about wireless.
And of course, maybe. I mean, listen, wireless is now like a rap festival. That's basically what it is now. That's why I was like, well, if you're just talking about wireless, but there are other festivals, and I mean,
yeah, and that's fair, because that's why you said Park Life, for example.
Park Life have a lot of women, but like, they've got at least it's more balanced.
But this is my thing. The what kind of goes back to my point was Park Life, although is one of the, it's not a predominant as if you in.
It's a big festival.
It's a big festival, but in comparison to the other big festivals, is what my point was. It's still relatively lower on the scale, even though it's still a big festival. We know that because Park Life, we know, is an important festival. That's why everyone looks forward to it. And that's the reason why people look forward to it, because it has a diverse lineup. That's why people go Park Life.
Yeah.
But it becomes a niche. When Park Life makes their announcements, it's nowhere near the same response as Wireless.
Don't know. Do you see that Park Life lineup is pretty
solid. No, the lineup is amazing, but I'm saying, look at just the response. Even from a social media point of view.
It's sold out, though.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, that's fine. Most festivals do sell out. Afropunk sold out.
The thing is that I think you're thinking wireless is more than what it is. People, Lovebox is a big, like, I mean, I don't even know if Lovebox is actually going ahead this year.
I think they postponed it. It's meant to be next month.
Oh.
I think they postponed it.
Wireless is happening in September as well. Yes. Yeah, it's all a little bit weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm all the way there with that. I get what you mean. I know why there's not like women headliners just across the board or whatever. But one would make sense to me.
One would definitely make sense. It would have made sense.
That would have shown me that Wireless were in touch.
But didn't they make there was one though. It was Megan Thee Stallion.
Headliner.
Oh no, she's not.
I'm talking about
perfect point.
Right.
Yeah, no, she wasn't.
It would have shown me that they were more in touch. And Future, like, I don't really think Future, like, should be headlining.
Future
so
shouldn't
to speak.
Be headlining, no.
Not now. No. It just doesn't really feel like the time of Future.
100% agree. 100% agree. Even with, like, even if you look at, they made Skepta the headliner. The reason why they made Skepta the headliner, I feel like, is because they wanted to bring more balance to having, because there's been this complaint about UK artists not being headliners in their own festival.
That's not true. I saw Skepta headline Lovebox. He was sick. I've seen Boy Better Know headline.
I'm talking specifically wireless.
Boy Better Know headlined wireless and they were sick when they did that too.
10, 15 years ago.
What are you talking about?
It was ages ago. No, it wasn't recent.
Oh my God, it was like 5 years ago.
What do you mean it wasn't 5 years ago?
And they were the first UK artists to do that. To headline the festival. To headline wireless. Boy Better Know headlined it.
So that brings my point then. It's not. That's exactly what the complaint was about. They wasn't. A lot of the wireless festivals haven't been putting British artists as headliners.
That was 5 years ago. So what I'm saying to you is that Skepta has then, of course, gone on. He's headlined Lovebox. Mm. Giggs has had a next to whatever slot.
Do you get the point that I'm trying to make? I'm not referring to Skepta headlining that he shouldn't.
You're saying that UK artists have not. It's not, but it's actually changed.
No, I'm not saying they have not. Okay. I'm saying it's not common. It's only, like you said, the prove my point. Over Boy Better Know did it. Yeah, that's very.
You said 10, 15 years, bro. Right, that lets me know that you don't even know what's going on, to be real.
That was my point, though. There was a complaint around it, which is why.
Yeah, no, I get that. So that's why I think when people wanted Stormzy to headline, they were like, oh, why is Stormzy not headlining? Like things,
which would have made sense, no?
No, because he knew he was gonna do Glastonbury. Yeah. He knew he was gonna, or like his plan was probably gonna when I do a festival appearance, I guess that's what he's gonna do.
Actually,
I mean, Dave is doing a special guest appearance at Parklife, and obviously Skepta's headlining.
Didn't Dave do wireless Glastonbury as well?
Yeah, he did it on one of the other stages and stuff like that. But yeah, British artists are, of course. It would have been cool to see Getz on the lineup for wireless. I'm not sure why he's not on there, but
yeah,
you know, it's one of those things. But yeah, British artists are. I mean, to be in the headline spot, you have to have catalog, because that's like an hour and a half, 2 hours set that you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's not just about they're not there. It's like our legacy artists are just becoming legacy artists now.
Yeah.
To be able to really this hold is, down that spot.
That point probably why people like Future have taken the headline spot, because they're not probably basing it on recent hits. His catalogue runs
Yeah, of course.
And it goes back to the point around like why a lot of the festivals still book people like ASAP Rocky. We said this the other day. Do you know what I'm saying? It makes a lot of sense why they still do that.
Rocky.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Agree to disagree.
That's cool. The point we definitely do agree with, there needs to be much more balance to these festivals.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's just ridiculous. Even when you see, because when we saw the one that came out after the announcement, it was still relatively only like 6 or 7 female artists.
Yeah.
Especially off the back of last year, not just the Grammys, but even the way UK female artists were killing it.
Off of that, actually, Miss Banks did say that sometimes she tweeted out and she said, you know, sometimes with these things, you may not see, it's not maybe necessarily that they didn't get approached, but maybe they wasn't offered the fair amount. Like, they wasn't offered their worth, basically, to appear. Mm-hmm. So they've turned it down and a whole bunch of other things behind the scenes. So it's not even, sometimes maybe, basically, her tweet was just kind of saying, listen, like, obviously, I'm sure she could see all the, like, chat and stuff like that, because Mahalia called them out and said, this is a penis fest and all of this. And, like, Miss Banks was just like, you know what, sometimes it's really just as simple as, like, they did approach, but they're offering a very low fee, like, fuck, and obviously, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. No, do you know what? To be honest, that's fair. Because you can't talk about every single artist you've approached and every single person that's rejected. So that's actually a fair
point. Because people reject offers all the time. Like, no, I'm cool.
Because it's not worth my salt to them. So they're not just because it's wireless, don't mean nothing.
Exactly.
So, to them.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. So there's that as well. So it all goes hand in hand. Fair point. If organisers are not offering the right money, or they're not willing to open up the budget for women,
that becomes a bigger problem.
That's another problem.
So that's very fair. Because we already know it's almost certain that women get paid less in these festivals. Almost guaranteed.
In life.
Right.
In life.
But, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, you listen to Khaled's album.
It's trash.
All of it?
Only two songs that I liked.
What songs?
The Nas and Jay-Z one.
Really?
I liked it just because I like it.
I don't get me wrong. I like it.
It's not like wow. I love the way Jay-Z raps and I love the way Nas raps. I don't care. The chorus to the song couldn't give a flying fuck about what. I don't care. It's just you know them church songs where people just do nothing. I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah,
man?
Like you just you just wanted to
I just wanted to get on and rap. But I couldn't care less about the hook. Like I wasn't bothered. But Jay-Z and Nas, they're just.
I liked it.
Their charisma is just so infectious that it's like, you know what, I respect you because you guys are legends. Jay-Z is the GOAT, he's the greatest rapper alive, so it doesn't bother me. But you just see him do his thing, you just think to yourself, there's a reason why you're like this. Like, the guy will come on and do one song, you might not hear from him again for like another year.
Yeah,
you'll know why. He doesn't have to. The guy's just too good. Same thing with Nas, and it's points even proven that he had Grammy Award winning album last year. I feel like he's coming into his stride a little bit now because the past couple of albums have been a little bit shite.
Who are you talking about, Nas?
Nas, yeah. The past couple of albums have been a bit shite.
What's that got to do with this collaboration?
No, I'm referring to him.
Overall?
Like, yeah. Because overall, even if you look at Nas...
Did you just say Nas is coming into his own?
Yes.
Are you...
He won a Grammy last year.
You are talking crazy.
You know what I'm saying.
Nas is coming into his own
We had this point. We had this argument about a year ago.
Can I ask you how you can say, rah, like, I love their charisma, they're legends. Nas is just coming into his own. He won a Grammy last year. What are we talking about?
The point that I'm referring to is Nas, prior to that Grammy Award winning album, for the past couple of years, everything that he's dropped has been a little bit meh.
Just the one album with Kanye.
What do you mean?
The one set. I've got a thing about the 7-song album. Kanye really was onto something. See, Drake, 7 songs, please.
Why? Anyway,
7 songs. Because. Of course, it's not too long, it's not too short, but I think Drake would really benefit from just dropping 7 tunes. Just 7.
If 7's too short.
Nah, I think it's actually perfect.
7 is too short.
I think it's perfect for certain artists, and I think Drake's one of those artists. Because you give Drake too much room, as we've seen, give him too many tracks.
Okay.
It starts waning, okay. And it starts okay, yeah. And it starts going a bit.
Okay.
But 7?
Okay. Yes. Maybe.
Concentrated, because nothing was the same, right? That's like 11 songs or 12 songs, and that's, like we've said, our favorite.
Fair point.
But I think certain certain artists would benefit from 7 songs, and I think Drake's.
I don't know about Nas benefiting from 7 songs.
Right? No, I'm just. You said that Nas for the last couple, whatever. I said the one album with Kanye, because that's really all he dropped, and the one verse with Khaled. And then before that was just the album from 2010, Life Is Good.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
So then I'm just asking, like, what are we talking about?
But then my point was, everyone's always kind of said, from what I've read,
that I'm Nas talking been, to you!
But I'm asking a question because I'm using
got
I'm
you
using
in the corner, back against the wall.
That's right.
Back against the wall. Today I came, my memory is here.
Because I'm using social conversation, but everyone's
Do
you know what I'm saying? Everyone's always said, they love Nas, Nas should have been bigger, Nas should have been bigger, Nas should have been bigger. And I get the point that they're trying to say because he was a legend. And it does make sense. The man only won a Grammy last year.
That doesn't mean anything to us
who are music consumers who it doesn't mean anything.
I do think it's a wild statement to say Nas is coming into his own.
Okay, man maybe he's not coming into his own.
He's a big man.
But the point I'm saying is, I feel like the words I was looking for was he's getting his props. And I feel like he's getting his props, especially in this newer generation of people that don't really listen to rap. They listen to mumble shit.
Do you really think that? Mumble rappers don't exist. I was listening to 21 today and I thought, I can't believe people were trying to say people like 21 was a fucking...
21's diction's gone better. Come on, you can't use that. 21 is a mumble rapper. He started as a mumble rapper.
This is one of...
Are we really going to do this? Are we really going to do this? Because we could play old school 21 Savage and you know that he's a mumble rapper.
Fucking...
Mumble rap... 21 Savage has gotten better diction. That's why he's not a mumble rapper. How can you say he's not a mumble rapper?
Time of death of the podcast today.
I knew that you were mad.
Nah.
So you're telling me you've never thought that 21 Savage was a mumble rapper? Are you telling me that?
No.
For real? The whole... Eb, look me in my eye. The whole
To be real, 20... Like, I'll say Young Thug was who I thought was a mumble rapper before. I didn't like Young Thug initially. I actually liked 21 initially.
Okay, mine was the other way around.
Yeah, so I liked 21 initially. I never had no whatever. Like,
yeah, because you spoke about 21. You did, to be fair.
Yeah. Young Thug, though, I was like, sort of like, okay, like, whatever, like, sort of thing. And then I remember there was, like, this is still when songs were leaking online. There was a tune called Power that leaked online. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. All right, let's go. And that was the end of that. And then I was, like, into Young Thug, like, now, of course, I fuck with.
See, I feel like Young Thug
initially, I can't front. I liked 21 Savage. I wasn't really, like...
In all fairness, I feel like Young Thug has taken... He was... a mumble rapper, but I don't know if he's like that anymore now.
He isn't.
Because he's actually, again, his diction's going, but the songs that he makes are probably
so what
a bit
I'm
more
saying
clearer.
To you, says people like mumble shit, I'm like, mumble rappers don't exist anymore.
Slightly disagree, because they're still the new gen rappers. I wouldn't call the new gen rappers the kind of rappers that we grew up knowing. So there's definitely a title for them. Like, even as much as, like, because everyone's doing this whole, what's this guy's name? I forgot this guy's name. What's this guy's name with the red hair and the twist?
Lil Pump. No, Trippie Red.
No, not him. The guy Lil Yachty. Everyone talks about, who says they're always looking forward to...
Even though Yachty's head's not red anymore.
Who? What's this guy's name? Who's this guy? He was dating fucking Iggy Azalea.
Carti.
That's
my God.
Thank you. Sorry, that was struggling with that. Playboi Carti. Everyone's releasing a lot of music similar to him. Now, that's not clear rap to me. So I'm going to assume it's mumble. You have to be honest. That's not clear rap.
It's not that I don't want to agree with the point. I would agree with the point.
Yeah, okay.
But it's interesting.
That's the first one you've agreed with me today.
Huh? Yeah, no. I agree with that, but there is something in my mind that's telling me there's a counter to that, but it's fine. It's fine. But no, I agree. Carti would count as, I guess.
So the point about, that I was making about Nas.
Yeah.
Us who are, especially we're older,
yeah.
We know Nas is a legend. We know who he is. We know that album. You know what I'm saying? But he's almost been like the legend on the outskirts kind of thing for a lot of people, which is why we're almost a little bit like, oh, it's a bit unfortunate.
We are a lot of people. You know, like, as you're older, you're like the majority because there's less younger people.
I get what you mean, but it's in terms of who consumes music more, it's actually more younger people than Nas.
Yeah, I get that. But you know when you're talking, I'm like, just talk about you, like, sometimes talking about younger people when you're not the younger people doesn't make sense.
No, but the reason why I'm making that point is if I'm talking about from my point of view, I already know Nas is a legend. Nas doesn't need to be a legend with a Grammy. See what I'm saying? So the reason I'm using
I don't think no young people really listen, like, in that way, unless they're already, like, into hip-hop. I don't think they care about that Nas, Jay-Z collaboration. Oh, my God, Jay-Z and Nas on the track. I don't think they care.
It was probably more...
I'm running to the Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch, Bryson Tiller, whatever tune that is on the Khaled album.
If you're that age,
maybe. Even though that tune is all right, whatever it is, but there's a few tunes on Khaled's album that are cool. But Khaled's album is a compilation, and all I was confused about is that we kind of know, like, compilation albums are usually not. They're never masterpieces.
No, never.
So
haven't been. For
I was seeing a lot of critical analysis, and I'm thinking it's a compilation album. Who cares? Take the tunes that you like, and just leave the rest on it.
But Khaled, one of the things that we do tend to forget is, bar the last, I'd say the last two albums, Khaled usually does release really good compilation albums.
Mm-hmm.
He usually does. No, the reason being is because we've had decent enough amount of classics from them to say. Do you know what? He
having
can put together a good album.
Having two classic songs or a classic song or just even... Or just even a good... Which one? The one when he was blown up on Snapchat?
No, I'm talking way before that. I'm not talking about... The one that he released, this one was the Khaled one, and then there was Grateful.
Yeah.
I'm talking about prior to that.
Okay.
Albums prior to that where he had, like, Big Sean, Drake, and he had all of those... And when you listen to a couple of albums, actually, when you go through it, oh, that's just a very good music.
Okay, fine.
Do you know what I mean? When I picked up this album, like I said, I went straight to the Nas and Jay-Z one just because of the past, when I've listened to Khaled album from top to bottom,
it's also a compilation. That's what I keep saying. It's just a collection of music. It's not really... I don't feel like it's supposed to be listened to 1 to 21 or where, however many songs it's got. It's a compilation album.
I literally went by three songs and I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
You didn't like the Her tunes? Oh, Her's dropping her album.
Amazing. Oh yeah, we're gonna get to that in a minute because that was a debate. It just wasn't for me, but that's just cool. The personal choice. The other song that I liked though, I really liked, was the one with Bridger Banton. That was actually a very good song.
I didn't really feel that one.
No, I really liked it.
You know what it was? It's like I listened to it and then I think I got distracted and then it finished and I didn't feel to play it again. So that's why I was like, oh, okay, I clearly didn't feel that.
Go back and listen to it. It's a really well put together song and it's a nice tune with more than one artist on it, especially in that genre. I thought it was really good. It was really good.
Cool.
Other than that, I couldn't get the album time of day.
That's fair.
So her dropping an album, and so there was a debate around, because everyone's like, but why is she saying that it's her debut album? Because
it is her debut album.
Thank you. Why do I need to explain this?
It's just very simple.
I don't understand why I need to explain this to people. those projects weren't an album. They were EPs. And the thing is, people are even dumb. The one that became a one long project was actually two separate EPs.
Yeah, I know. She put them together.
Why do I need to explain this to people?
I don't know. But yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. It should be really good.
Did you hear the tune with Chris Brown?
I think so. I feel like it just came out last
yeah. week. Very good.
Chris Brown still being that guy is crazy.
He always will. I don't think we're really going to get around it.
No, not like that. I just mean that her being, of course, this kind of... At this point, she's super decorated as an artist in terms of like professional achievements and stuff like that. Of course, extremely talented too. Rolling out your debut album. Chris is still the R&B guy. He's still the one. He's still the one. You didn't call Trey Songz.
No, he didn't call Trey Songz.
Who could you even call? I don't even know who you would call.
What's his name?
Woo! Anyway.
But
Chris, still obviously just being that premium, you know.
Also, he's actually, I mean,
because she can roll that tune out by herself. She doesn't need him on the track.
But you know, Chris is still, the reason why he's very important as an artist is if you listen to a lot of songs where he's not, as in his name is not featured on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know he does a lot of arrangements people do not know about?
Pardon?
He does a lot of vocal arrangements people do not know about. Like, people just call him just to do stuff in the background or to arrange shit for them. The guy is very, very decorated. Right? And I am now, it's not like I didn't know that, but you get why it's not just about Chris Brown releasing hits. He does a lot for the industry that people don't generally know. And then you realise, oh shit, when you read it up, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's Chris Brown's on that. He's had his touch on that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think Chris Brown. So, her's got her album coming out.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Cannot wait.
Cole also has his album coming out.
Woo! Woo! Our Cole debate is going to be absolutely
the floor
fantastic.
Is yours.
It's going to be absolutely... Guys, you're actually going to see a war on this
But pod. You know what? Like how I was saying before, I was like, of course, yeah. So if we're just going to go off of albums, so Sideline Story, Born Sinner, Forest Hills Drive, that's the one. That's within 10 years. Now we're in a new decade, so he is actually due one fire album this decade.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because this is the first year of that decade, yes. That is correct.
Well, it's also been two albums since the last good album, so I'm just kind of going off averages.
Yes, that is a fair point. Out of For Your Eyes and K.O.D., I'd say For Your Eyes was better. For Your Eyes Only was better.
I actually prefer K.O.D., I can't remember.
Really?
Even though I've revisited For Eyes and I don't hate it as much as I hated it when it came out.
For Your Eyes seems like...
I prefer some of the concepts
on K.O.D.
Much more. I feel they're just better explained. I think Cole's problem sometimes is that there are I always think about Folding Clothes on For Your Eyes Only and how boring that song is, right? Mm. But that beat is so good.
Yeah.
He just can't make that concept engaging, but another rapper could have. And that's sometimes Cole's problem.
But then at the same time,
he'll have a really good concept, but
I feel like that he's sometimes like that because he knows that he can.
No.
No, do you know why? Do you know why I'd say that he can? I'll give you a prime example. If you look at on Forest Hill Drive to 2014, the tune where he talks about when he lost his virginity.
Oh my God, you love bringing this tune up.
Because that's my
point. All right, let's not do this now.
But you get my point, though. You definitely get my point.
As in it was engaging?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that he doesn't do that all the time. So that's once. You gave me one where it was engaging. I gave you one where it wasn't engaging.
Do you want us to sit and do this?
Yes, I do.
Alright, cool.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't. Because I don't. Not today. Right, we'll do a special episode and we can do all of that.
We've decided
we're going to do a special episode, but we won't do this now.
I'm going to make notes, you know. It's going to be a proper presentation.
I hope so, because my memory's long.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I know it all. I'm a big Cole fan. I understand. I've been here from the start, so don't worry. Bring your notes.
Cool. End it. I can't fucking wait.
So who else is that? Did anyone else announce an album? Anything else like that? No,
that was it. That was the last person. I'm waiting for Kendrick, that's, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel like this year's going to be the year. When did Damn come out?
2017.
You know what? I listened to Damn again the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very, very good album.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that people don't give it the credit they did, but
it won a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, and it makes perfect
sense. The only rap album to do
that's
so.
Nuts,
that is like winning a Nobel Peace Prize for music.
That's fucking nuts.
Do you understand the level?
Now I understand why Kendrick hasn't tweeted a thing in over a year and a half, because he doesn't need to. That nigga is far gone. Like, it's actually, when I listen to them, it's amazing. Like, I was reading some notes on the album, and they were saying, and this is what I love about it, and they were saying when Kendrick would record, so Kendrick would go away, they'd record a song, mix it, master, whatever, or mix it, and then the engineers would be like, this is fine, everybody will listen to it, that's fine. Kendrick will be, he'll have, like, he'll go away, and he'll be making notes. And when he comes back, the notes that they'll be like, they'll be like, what the fuck is this? Like, he'll, and it's so much intricate stuff, like, yeah, that part at 302, yeah, move that here. That, the guy, he breathes music, he's such a, like, he's so smart. And it makes sense because Damn is a very well thought through album. Everything. So I was listening to Feel for the first time again, in a while, and I was like, oh, man, it's beautiful. Yeah, man.
Kendrick, who knows when he'll be dropping, but I'm guessing sometime this year, hopefully.
I think so. It'd be dope because Drake's meant to drop this year, and then Kendrick will help you drop this year.
Free headed monster.
Who else? Do you remember Dram? D-R-A-M?
Yeah, he changed his name.
Yeah, he's Shelly, DRM, aka.
He's just Shelly, formerly known as Dram.
Yeah,
I heard his album is really good, but I haven't listened to it yet. But someone did tell me, to listen to it because has he dropped anything since his last debut? Like,
no, he's been quiet.
The previous album, Big Baby Dram.
He was quiet. He wasn't even in collabs that I was seeing anyway. Like, okay. He was quiet.
Okay,
but this album, very very. Oh man, whatever he did in that time away. Was well
has he changed? Like, what makes this album so great?
The thing about Dram before, for me personally, is I felt like his voice was very, very unique.
Yeah.
Very unique.
Yeah.
But it can get very annoying.
Because it's kind of.
Yeah, it's very like that fucking. It's a little bit whiny. Do you know what I mean?
I was thinking about that broccoli tune. I'm like, oh man, that shit was great.
I feel like with this album, he's adapted in a way where it's a little bit more tolerable.
Okay.
He's got a tune with Summer Walker. Amazing, amazing tune. And even, obviously, Summer Walker's more of a singer than Dram in that sense where her voice is more tolerable. You can sit and listen to Summer Walker there.
Yeah.
Them two together sat really, really well. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Whatever you've gone away and done, I've got to commend you for that. Because this shit is really good. That is very, very well thought out. Very nice.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. I'm gonna check that out. Lil Sims is back. Yay. Have you listened to the song Introvert? She's dropping another tune tomorrow as well. So she's dropping an album in September called Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, and she dropped the tune to it. And you know what I like about Sims? I realize she does give us errors, you know. Each album, she's just got a different look, different sound, different just everything.
That's
down to
similar to Koji Radical.
Yeah, I think Koji's gearing up. I think Koji's got something coming as well. But yeah, Sims dropped Introvert, and I love it. I just love it.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. She's literally just like Koji. She's got a, I don't know how to put it, but she's just got a brand, and you know it's Sims.
Did you listen to the song?
I haven't yet, no.
You haven't? You need to listen to it, man. It's good.
Do you know who I was listening to, actually? Mm. Thanks to your recommendation. Nux, the guy's fucking sick.
It's amazing.
Nux is, you know that there's a tune that he's got with this producer called Emil.
Is it off of London Class?
No, it's off of so Emil's got a project.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Yeah, it's not on. Well, actually,
because Nux has a recent collab with DC. I think is it DC World, but MC called DC. They're going back and forth. It's so cold. It's just so cold. Anyway,
he's
so good.
But he's the producer. Emil's got it's another compilation, but he's I think he's a UK producer.
Okay, cool.
So he's got guys like A2, he's got Nux, he's got Jordy, he's got all these guys on it.
But yeah,
it's a very, like, you know that kind of music, that kind of boom back, that's kind of like, oh, this is smooth, this is slick.
Yeah.
A little bit like, you know, Alchemist.
Yeah.
A little bit like that.
Alchemist.
Yeah, he's a pianist.
Oh, no.
But he's a producer as well.
Okay, fine.
As well.
Okay.
But anyway, he's got a tune called, I think it's called Bakerloo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I just like, Nox is so smooth, like it's on everything that he raps on.
I know.
And so this producer proper compliments him well, but all of the other guys, like he's got a tune with him too, all that, so, so good. Just check it out.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, Nox, I've been listening to him a lot over the past couple of weeks.
Oh, sick, nice.
Very, very impressive.
Yeah, Nox is super talented and just a really good artist.
Yeah, agreed. Definitely.
Great visuals. He's just great.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot. I hope for big things for his future because he's wavy.
Guess who's back?
Who?
Avelino.
Yes, I saw the tune. I haven't listened to it yet, but it's good.
Yeah, Demons. Yeah, it's good. I'm not sure what it, if he's got. I don't know if he hasn't ever dropped like an album or anything. He just had that mixtape, No Bullshit, that he put out a few years ago. Mm. So I don't know what's going on, but we got the tune, we got a visual. Looks like something's happening. But
be good. Yeah, he's another one I like quite a lot, actually, to be fair. East London guy.
Is he?
Yeah, there you go.
I thought he's from North. You sure? I think he's from North.
I thought he was East London.
I don't know. I just think he's from North. What's your wheel up? Hey,
so this tune, yeah?
I don't know.
This tune?
Yeah.
One of my boys showed me this tune by a guy called Dixon. Mm-hmm. He's a he's like an American singer or whatever. And he sounds like a reincarnation of Prince.
That's a very big claim.
It's a very big claim. You've got to listen to the project to understand what I mean. It's so beautiful. I've been listening to this song on repeat.
As in tone-wise or...
I'd say style of how he's doing the music. Yeah, okay. I say style. Amazing singer. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to him, some of the stuff that he does is very reminiscent of that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's mad. So this song is called Yours. My boy showed me the song on Friday.
Yeah.
I have listened to the song on repeat for literally every single day. To the point where it's I'm not even sick of it.
Yeah. You're still playing ridiculous.
Yeah, the song's mad. Anyway, it's called Yours.
What's this project called?
Dixon.
It's self-titled, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, actually, sorry, no, it's called Darling.
Okay. Darling. May fall in use. Reminiscent of Prince, the whole project. Sounds good, I like it. Yeah, sounds good. I have to check the whole project out, but that is a massive claim.
But the tune where you proper hear like Prince vibes, there's a tune called Cream.
Yeah.
In fact, can you even play it? It's just not amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's
been
so long.
Is it? You said he's American?
Yeah.
Okay. But is it? Yeah, but I want to say, you know, like if someone sings in that key,
they always sound like Prince.
It's not.
No.
I'm not gonna. We don't have to. But I'm just saying.
I get why you say that, but there are a lot of people that sing in falsetto that just don't sound like Prince.
Like The Dream.
Yeah. like The Weeknd.
Oh yeah. No one compares The Weekend to Prince. Anyway.
If you compare The Weeknd to Prince, you get the same.
Nobody does that, so it's fine. But my wheel up is going to be, I'm going to go Avelino, Demons, seeing as you haven't heard it, and then I'm going to play also... Avelino, yes. Sounds different.
Very.
What were you expecting?
Because Avelino's voice is a lot more husky, a little bit more heavy now. But then again, I'm in a party and I'm home spent being with death, man.
Wait, when outside, when the clubs are open. But yeah, Avelino, Demons.
Sounds like a good tune.
Yeah, no, it is. And I guess my other tune, seeing as you played another one. Actually, I say everyone should go check out Sid's new tune, Missing Out. She's got an album on the way, I think. When did Finn drop? It dropped so long ago.
That was a good project, you know.
Yeah, it was really good. 2016. New album's on the way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is the new one coming from the internet?
No. As far as I know, no. Because what? Hive Mind dropped when? Only a couple years ago. Like 2019.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago, yeah. So Sid's solo is coming this year, I hope. But the internet dropped a couple years ago, if I remember correctly. So I don't think anything's coming from there. Well, Hive Mind.
Yeah. In comparison to what girl?
Ego Death.
There we go.
Ego Death. Yeah, but we have to like.
You're not gonna be that album. I don't know.
That, I know, like, we always have these high, you know, like, I don't know how to explain.
What am I trying?
Yeah, our expectations when we get the album. That oh my god, this album is incredible.
People did that and with then, Kendrick after GKMC, so it makes sense.
Yeah, but Kendrick kept giving us great albums. It's hard
people,
to do. No,
but people
it's
still hard, are still making noise about them.
It's hard to do. It's hard to actually consistently drop great albums.
I agree.
And of course, maybe again, nostalgia, moment, time, all of them type of things. And just naturally, you know, like I think I've said this before, obviously artists move on a little bit, maybe with their sound and stuff like that. They don't give you the exact same thing. But yeah, sometimes we definitely need to measure our expectations when it comes to when you have that massive album, or when an artist or group has that massive album, the next one is probably going to be a deviation from that because it was so big.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's us as consumers having really high expectations because of
of course. And, you know. People, you
but
know.
Then, well, how do you get around it? Because you know, the reality of it is even
I think I've
even if you look at older artists, for example, if you look at all the legends, you know, Kanye, Jay, and whatever, even then, people probably would have had the same exact thing. You know, if I was looking at College Dropout to, College Dropout to when I heard Heartless, for example,
yeah,
I was just like,
he wasn't feeling 808.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, actually, I appreciate 808 now.
In hindsight,
than I did.
Yeah. Like, you're like, you've gone back, you're like, actually, you know what?
I'm gonna give it props.
That wasn't
100%.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah. And I think people did that actually with Kendrick Lamar, especially with To Pimp a Butterfly. Yeah. Because the response to The Pimp a Butterfly when it dropped was everyone was like, ah. 10 years later, a couple years later, everyone's like, classic. Like, I was like, you're not a dickhead.
It's what happens. I think, I don't know, I try to kind of just like go in open-minded and then also just understand that, you know, you're with, like, you're following an artist's like musical journey and stuff. So
yeah,
really,
facts.
I think I've said this before again, like, they're not making music for me, right? I enjoy what they make, but they're making music for themselves.
That's a very good
so
point.
So I try to, you know, go into the way I listen to music now with, like, that way.
Mm.
I think as fans, especially, I think also we've got into, like, a very, like, cynical space where everything's like, oh, this person, industry plant.
That's
an old vocal from whenever. Oh, it was done like this. Like, everybody's so, like, it's just a little bit, like, cynical about the process.
Agreed.
Oh, you know, they didn't record it in the studio together, so, oh, it's not really the same. And all the samples been flipped 100 times and all these types of things. And it's like, well, just, you know, let's listen to the music.
It's very true.
Be a bit open.
It's very true.
Don't have to, but I just feel like I just feel like my music experience now is way better now that I just don't really like feed into all these like additional external narratives.
Of course.
And sometimes when I talk to people, I'll be like, okay, like this tune is dropping, and they'll be like, oh yeah, but that person's a. That's why I'm like, certain things I don't care about. Like people were upset about her winning the Oscar, and they were like, oh, she's an industry plant. Like, what is an industry plant?
That is such a stupid critique as well. So stupid.
What's an industry plant? We still don't know. Like, the word industry plant has been around for so long, and I still don't know.
I don't actually
know.
I know
definitions and different interpretations of what an industry plant is, but it's just like, is this, did you like the song? I like the song that she won the Oscar for. Like, I like the song, so I think that's where it starts and ends.
And bearing in mind that the thing with her and her career, her has been at this thing since she was a child.
Yeah. Rebranded.
You know what I mean?
She's like, a Prince protege, like, you know. Of course, not everyone's going to know. Casual fans are not going to know, like, her complete history and stuff like that. But it's like, but this is what I'm saying. This is what's taken you away from the music.
Yeah.
Because of the idea that this person's an industry plant.
It's because of that exact thing that people actually forget how long this has actually taken. So, you know, we're talking she was doing this since she was a child. She's well within her 20s now. We're talking 12 to 15 years of just working.
There are
EPs that came out, the unknown project, people didn't get. Now she's winning Oscars. And it's not like, oh, this is just, it's just the industry's giving it to her. The girl's worked very, very hard. And the talent speaks for itself. She's a musician in every single way possible.
No overnight successes.
None, it
really
exist.
Not really. But
and not that last anyway.
But, yeah, but what I'm saying is...
Most... Can you think of any overnight successes that have lasted?
At least what appears to be an overnight success to me is Lil Nas X. Because... I don't know where that tune came from.
Which one? The
Old Town Road. I just heard, obviously it.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean though.
I don't believe he was signed to, who's he signed to? Oh, I forget. I don't believe he was signed to that label for that long before that tune came out. So, but he's now, he's in the game. That's
fair point.
He's in the game.
He was making, but that could be a point though. He's
not, so I don't know. So, and he's quite young. So unless he was signed from when he was like 12.
he tells his history about it actually. He was putting out music before Old Town Road.
Yeah.
And it was getting... It was doing all right.
Okay, cool. So not then, not overnight.
Yeah. So, but then Old Town Road is what... When course, it picked up, was like, oh, okay.
So, yeah. No overnight successes, though.
Yeah. That's what I think. Anyway.
Yeah, no. That's the only one where I was like, how long was he signed before that happened? And was there any music beforehand? Because, of course, he was like a stand page and stuff in the community.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. So I was just like,
if you were just signed for like 6 months... And then obviously they've pumped this tune and it's just gone crazy. Like that would kind of, that would be an overnight success to me.
Yeah, I agree. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's in the game. He's doing his thing.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to think of a counter.
I don't actually have a counter. I actually agree with you on this one. We've been fighting all day. I don't like it when we fight. No, it's fun.
tell me about the new Burna Boy.
Hey, so this Kilometer tune is actually very, very nice. It's gonna be a club banger.
Is it a soundtrack or is it like, has he got a new album coming out or something?
I'm assuming he has, but this tune, it definitely steps away from his last album a little bit. It goes a little bit back to the older Burna Boy.
Oh, look at that.
I like it.
After all of that you were saying about his other album. The Americans, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, we knew what he was doing and it worked. If he's going back to old Burna Boy, I'm happy with that. It's a very, very good tune.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name? We don't really talk about him, but Adekunle Gold dropped this tune.
Yeah.
He's big. He's a very unique artist.
Is it just him by himself?
Yeah, it's just him.
Okay, it's a different song.
He's a dope artist, right? Just really like really well written songs. The music.
No, I know who he is. I'm just thinking of a different tune. Doesn't he have a tune with Mahalia? He has a tune with somebody that I like.
We got a tune with Nail.
Ah, there we go.
Antidote. That's a banger.
Yeah.
Banger. Okay. Yeah. She's got a new album coming out.
Yeah.
I think that's coming out this year.
Sick.
Yeah, because she dropped that tune. She dropped another tune, the one that you played me.
The woman tune.
Yeah, that's a banger.
That was last year. That was a great song. I still remember that.
So she's coming out. She's dropping an album this year. So yeah. There's some nice YouTubers. I can't wait until our call episode. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I think by the time our next episode, which will be in a couple of weeks, the album should be out and stuff like that. And then we'll just do that. It'll be good.
I'm going to take my time next week. How I'm going to listen to it. I'm staying up all night till it drops.
What, to listen to it? Yeah. You would have been up anyway. You're so dramatic.
It's a work day. It's a work day.
Oh, I'm going to stay up. You would have been up anyway.
Yeah, but I sleep early these days. It's a work day.
All right, cool.
Right, whatever. But it's a work
day. All right.
That's midnight, bruv.
All right.
Wait, am I in the office?
Whatever, man. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please like, rate, and subscribe. You just gotta wrap it up. Everyone stay safe.
Peace.